Bob Woodward's new book indicates we're a nation in peril. But from whom? I'm Scott Ott with Bill Whittle and Stephen Green. This episode of Right Angle brought to you by the members at BillWhittle.com. And gentlemen, while I was watching just absolutely spellbinding testimony from the Secretary of State before a Senate Foreign Relations Committee, CNN broke in with breaking news that in Bob Woodward's new book that he wrote with a guy named Robert Costa, I think they're both on staff at the Washington Post, they had some revelations about the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley. Apparently, in the days following the January 6th insurrection slash riot slash attack on the Capitol, Milley actually called together a group of generals to remind them that if they were to receive any orders from the President of the United States as the commander in chief to commit any kind of military action, troops, attacks, bombings, whatever, that they should go through the process. There is a procedure for this, he said, and I am part of that procedure. So basically he was saying, if the president tells you to do something, run it by me. So that was one revelation. A second was that in those hours after that event, he had a phone call conversation apparently initiated by former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And she at that time was telling him repeatedly that she thought that Trump was crazy and she was really concerned what he might do in that crazy state. And then finally, the third revelation is that General Milley opened up a back channel of communications without informing the White House with either the government or the military command structure in China, because he had heard that they were concerned that in President Trump's fragile, frenetic, tantrum-prone state of mind, that he might do something rash, and they were concerned that they'd be in a situation where they'd have to respond to that. And so Milley essentially opened up a back channel to keep in touch with them and keep them calmed down. Stephen Green, Bob Woodward is always somehow manages to get people to talk to him who don't talk to other reporters during the rest of the year. And frankly, Woodward's holding a lot of this information in contemporaneous news reports. He knows things that he's holding for his book that will come out later. So there's some questions about the ethics of that. But in general, Steve, what do you think of the idea of a military leader, if he has genuine concerns that the president of the United States, any president, may not be fully in command of his mental faculties, of him kind of going behind his back to make sure that nothing blows up?
Mark Milley is a moral coward who doesn't deserve those stars on his shoulders. No one has served with him doubts his physical courage. Apparently, he's very brave physically on the battlefield. That said, he is an absolute moral coward. We have something in place to deal with a president who is crazy or has lost control. It's the 25th Amendment. It doesn't involve back channels with the Speaker of the House. It certainly doesn't involve back channels to communist China. You have a cabinet that can vote on this, that can remove a president from power if he's actually nuts. The worst, though, is what we've seen Milley do since January 20. He has gone full in with the woke nonsense that is destroying our military. He is just fine with the presidentish Joe Biden committing an ideological purge of our officer ranks and our military academies. He's just fine. He didn't resign in protest when Joe Biden ordered the most disastrous bass-ackwards pullout that anybody had ever ordered in the history of military operations that I know of, and I'm a history buff. This guy, he goes with the flow. He goes behind backs. He is a moral coward. He is a disgrace. He got orders from Joe Biden that any other officer would have resigned in protest when it came to getting out of Afghanistan, if he'd had a courage. No, Mark Milley wants his book deals when he's out of office. He wants his sweet lobbying gig when he's out of office. This guy is an absolute disgrace to that ridiculous comic opera uniform that he wears.
Bill Whittle, there was one other revelation, and we talked somewhat about this topic in our backstage episode that's available to members only at BillWhittle.com. But this particular one, I forgot to mention, and I want to ask you about this now. According to the Woodward Costa book called Peril, President Trump had a conversation with Vice President Pence shortly before Pence was supposed to go and oversee the process of certifying the election of Joe Biden as president of the United States. And President Trump tries to persuade Pence that he has the opportunity to overturn this or to block this or to stop this in some way. And at one point in the conversation, Trump is reported to have said that if Pence didn't stop the certification of the election, that President Trump didn't want to be his friend anymore. Now, Bill, if that is true, if that transcript is accurate, if that account of that conversation is accurate, that does sound a little loony. And one wonders if you're in a position of influence within the White House or the Pentagon or the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, what is your obligation when you hear stuff like that to stand up and say, whoa, wait a minute. It's that 25th Amendment process Steve talked about takes a while to gin up, and you've got to go around and build the support for that among all the involved parties, and we need to take action sooner than that.
If you are convinced that the election was stolen and that there was massive fraud on a widespread scale, and I've seen enough evidence that I'm convinced of that, then asking Mike Pence to do that is a constitutional means to prevent a coup. So it doesn't sound nutty to me.
I'm not going to be your friend anymore, Bill.
Look, what do you want him to say? Right? What is he supposed to say in a situation like that? I actually think that's personalizing it, it's not saying I'm going to shave your head and paint you red. You're talking about the most monumental decision made in this century so far, and you have a perfect. From the perspective of somebody who thinks that this is an ongoing coup in terms of a stolen election, that is not an unreasonable thing to do. And furthermore, it's not an unconstitutional thing to do. All right. So the president has the power, rather the vice president had the power to not certify that election. Donald Trump thought he was within his rights to ask him to do that. And I personally agree with him, but that's neither here nor there. What is here nor there or there is that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff with a sitting president who was duly elected in 2016, regardless of what Milley may think in 2020, who is still in office in his 2016 terms, decided he was going to call our greatest adversary on the planet and open up a communication with the Chinese in defiance of the sitting president of the United States. If Milley didn't like what the sitting president of the United States was doing, he should have resigned. You don't call our adversary and get chummy with them on the phone and discuss what you happen to think about our president. Who do you think you are? And I'll tell you what this is. This is the exact same thing as what we saw when the director of the FBI decided that he didn't like the president of the United States and decided to manufacture evidence against him and so on and so on and so on. It is this arrogant, hubristic, disgusting, disgraceful sense of, I'm a Boy Scout and I got to save the Republic. It's up to me. The American people are too stupid to know who they voted for, and I've got this inside information, and therefore anything I do is okay. You know what? Honestly, seriously, Milley, if you don't like President Trump, you should have resigned. You should never have served under him if you thought he was this kind of a lunatic, but you did. And as Steve pointed out, you got all these moral, I'm going to have to call China. My God, I have to call China because this man is so crazy. Well, you got some crazy orders from the next guy who told you to leave $85 billion worth of equipment with the people we've been fighting for 20 years. And what did you do then? Did you make a phone call then? No, you went along with it. You went along with it because you're a partisan hack, just like the director of the FBI and the former director of the CIA and all of the rest of these people. I am absolutely beyond belief. I cannot believe that somebody would actually sit here and tell me that a chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff decided to call the Chinese because he had a problem with what the president of the United States was saying and doing. Seriously. And as far as this whole business about, well, I don't want anybody to go under my head. I don't want orders from the president to go past me. What does that tell you about this guy? Every single member of the United States military is the officer corps especially, is conditioned from the get-go to say that if you receive an order that you think is illegal or immoral, you are not only allowed to disobey it, you have a moral responsibility to disobey it. For Milley to say, basically, all the rest of you down the chain of command, none of you have the moral integrity that I have. I'm the only circuit breaker here that can save the world if Donald Trump decides to go and start pushing nuclear weapon buttons. It's up to me to save it. Donald Trump could order the nuclear attack on China. He didn't, you might notice. But if he had, that attack never would have been taken out. It never would have occurred. Everybody knows it. It doesn't happen that way. You can't have the president just say, I've decided we're going to nuke France. I'm the commander-in-chief. Make it happen. It doesn't work that way. And for Milley to basically make a statement saying everybody else down the stream better come through me because I don't trust them. You see, that's what he's basically saying. I don't trust anybody in the military below me to disobey an insane illegal order. It's got to be me. You and James Comey can go sit on an island and stare at each other, and I'm going to leave the rest of it up to your imagination.
I want to preface all of this with the caveat that this information, of course, is coming via CNN, who read, or say they read, Bob Woodward's book. And so none of this may be true at all. And I'm always skeptical of these insider revelations that come after the fact, because typically, somebody who would share information of behind-the-scenes conversations has some sort of agenda of their own. Either they want to make themselves look good or they want to absolve themselves of guilt in a certain situation. And so I'm skeptical about the whole account. But let's take it at its face value. The three things that I highlighted, if in fact General Milley did these three things, number one, as Bill has suggested, first of all, there's no reason to call a meeting of the generals. Even if you had concerns that the president of the United States was crazy, there is a process. And if military guys are anything, they're process guys. And so you don't have to call a meeting of the generals and say, hey, you know that process we have? I want you to follow the process. Because they're already predisposed to follow the process. That's how you advance in your career. You stick with the process. And so they're not gonna violate that. So that was kind of a poser sort of thing to say or to do if he in fact did it. Number two, I don't think you take the call from Congresswoman Pelosi. I don't think you have a conversation with an individual member of Congress. Congress has authority as a body, not as individuals. And if you're taking a call from Nancy Pelosi, as Bill suggested in our backstage episode, you take that in front of a congressional committee where you give public testimony in front of microphones and cameras so that everybody can see exactly what you're saying so you can't later be, you know, the subject of a book by Bob Woodward that comes up. And then number three, opening this back channel of communication with China, that seems to me that he's stepping on Anthony Blinken's toes. I mean, the Secretary of State is responsible for diplomacy with other countries. And if the ambassador from blah, blah, blah calls up and says, hey, how's your government? Is it about to collapse? Is your president about to go off the handle? That's the job of the State Department to be able to handle those diplomatic questions. And for Milley to insert himself into that equation, again, seems like he is reaching out beyond the bounds of his corral. And he may have higher aspirations politically, or he may just want to be seen as influential and want people to, you know, think, wow, he's really got connections everywhere. But I don't think it looks good on him. I'm not going to evaluate whether he was correct or incorrect about the president's state of mind, because I don't know that any of the information presented in this book is accurate. But I do think that we need to be wary of military officials who are inserting themselves, especially into civilian affairs, but certainly in ways that are not public and obvious and on the record when they're dealing with national security issues, and they're not consulting the commander-in-chief, no matter what you think of the commander-in-chief. For Bill Whittle and Stephen Green, I'm Scott Ott. Thanks to the members at BillWhittle.com for making Right Angle possible.